Second hour of the American Awakening, Michael Herzog Gross. Yeah, isn't it a pity? What would the world be like if we didn't have these psychopaths in it, folks? Haaretz noted that the version of events described by Mordecai does not coincide with eyewitness accounts obtained by Haaretz, and that's according to which the day Tamimi was injured, the IDF, the Israeli Army Forces, were firing at Palestinians who were throwing stones with the aim of dispersing them. And the Tamimi witnesses said, he was standing on a ladder behind a wall, and he was hit in the head the moment he raised it above the ledge, the newspaper added. It also published photos of the bullet removed in the surgery of a CT scan showing it lodged inside Muhammad's head. And the boy himself gave a similar account in a video that was published by Haaretz. It was only about a minute. But what they did was they coerced him into lying, okay? He said he lied to avoid going to jail for protesting. So, I would do that. Because you're facing 10 years in jail, folks, right? Throwing rocks, 10 years in jail. Anyway, enough of that. So that's what we've got going on here. We've got a kid that's got one-third of his skull that's been removed, sitting around waiting for a restorative surgery. We've got his cousin that's in jail, been there for 3 months. On her 17th birthday, she's sitting behind bars from this brutal regime that calls itself a democracy. They're nothing more than an apartheid state. Racist at that. No, speaking of racist, folks, all right, did you know that the United Nations declared racism or Zionism is racism in 1975? Yes, they did. And I'll report on that later on this week. But let's get back to this. Like I said, I'm going to report on more of that later this week from what I've discovered. And the rabbit hole regarding the reasons for boycotting Israel are deeper, they're darker, and they're uglier than any of us could have imagined. Their plan is indeed communitarianism on steroids, folks. Oh, and by the way, you know those NFL players that took a knee during the national anthem? Remember that? Well, hey, it wasn't just for Black Lives Matter, folks, if that was the case at all. I believe that was a mainstream cover. It was for BDS. And with that, I stand, well, in this case, kneel with them. Now, I'll give you more on that later, too. I'm going down the rabbit hole on that right now because Israel wanted a bunch of those guys to come over. And when they found out what Israel was trying to do to propagandize them, they said no. This is the reason why there is legislation being pushed to make boycotting Israel against the law or condemning Israel a crime, just like they've outlawed, you know, Holocaust denial in 22 countries. Folks, countries around the world are joining into this to put financial pressure on Israel due to their barbaric human rights violations and theft, outright theft of Palestinian land. And let us not forget in 2004, Rachel Corrie, when she was run down and killed by a bulldozer that was being driven by an Israeli soldier, folks. Now, I'm going to ask that you join me in boycotting any company's product, their produce, their sundries, or anything else that has anything to do with Israel. If you see a product in any store saying made in Israel or with the barcode 749 or with a K that says kosher, do not purchase it. Then we've got Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, okay, Colin Powell, former chief of staff of Colin Powell, summing up the situation in the report on the Middle East. Colonel Wilkerson said that Israel and its ally, Saudi Arabia, here's another conflict of interest, hypocritical collusion between two countries of whom both have the same laws regarding give me a minute here. I had this and I lost it. Never mind, I'll get back to that. Okay. Israel and its ally Saudi Arabia are encouraging the United States to fight a regime change war against Tehran that they would be incapable of mounting on their own. And as he said, they've already done it in Iraq, Libya, Syria, Afghanistan, okay? So we'll just see a continuance of the trend. I reported that earlier. He warned that an Israeli confrontation of war with Lebanon, perhaps on the pretext of the disputed gas fields under that Section 9 I told you about, could provide the pretext, okay? He singled out the role of the neoconservative think tank Foundation of the Defense of the Democracies as leading to the campaign. on behalf of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, folks, I can't emphasize how serious this is. I can't emphasize. I mean, we might as well. I don't even. Do they pledge allegiance to the flag in the United States anymore? You might as well just put an Israeli flag in there. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm upset, I tell you. With what I'm digging, I don't even know if my fingernails are so dirty from digging down this rabbit hole and uncovering more and more and more. How did we get to this point? How did we sleep so long? How do we have a Congress full and a Senate full of ass-kissing, excuse my French, leaders, if you will, even want to call them that, that, you know, when Israel says jump, they ask how high. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, I went down the rabbit hole on Zionism going back into the late 19th century, and I have to commend them for what they've been able to do, because they're strong-arming. French is excused. Oh. Okay. They're strong-arming, they're coercion, they're compromising, they're bribing, you know, you name it. Nothing's too good for them. I mean, these people will stoop at nothing. The U.S. establishment, you know, they see a critical interest at stake. It pursues it regardless of whatever the lobby may want. But they are, you know, I have to say this. I had so many high hopes in the campaign leading up to the election in 2016 for Donald Trump. I really thought, along with a lot of others, that he may actually be an outsider and well do what he said he was going to do. What has he done? He passed a tax bill that benefited the rich, benefited the corporations, threw the middle class a bone, if you will, at best. Murr sent me a because I thought that he had at least done away, repealed Obamacare, and done away with this penalty. Okay, and Murr sent me a document that says, no, huh? It's going to go away, but it's not going to go away until, I believe it's 2019 or 2020. So he didn't get that done. He didn't build a wall, right? I mean, what indeed is he doing? He got rid of Rex Tillerson, I think, possibly over the dissension or differences with the Iran nuclear deal, which, by the way, I covered yesterday. And frankly, I didn't see anything wrong with it. The sanctions on Iran are still there. And from my perspective of everything I've been able to look at on Iran, they are not an aggressive country. That's right. That's what I was looking for. Saudi Arabia and Iran have similar laws regarding homosexuality. Okay? So Israel is allied with one, but demonizes the other for the same human rights atrocities. How hypocritical can you be? Let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. Hey, hi. I wanted to, when you talk about the collusion thing, Michael, I know you know about this, but I don't want you to forget saying it. One of the key things that Obama did, and he was inaugurated in January of 2009. By April of 2009, he had cut a deal, and you can Google this and find this out. Just Google Obama Israel intelligence intercepts. What he did is he cut an agreement with the Israeli intelligence services that gave the Mossad and the intelligence services of Israel every one of our raw intercepts of the American people, and by the way, also of Australia, every one of them. So every text, every tweet, every email, every phone call, every intercept that you have that we can't even trust our own government with goes to Israel. It is unedited. It is raw. Now, that means that they can blackmail us. They can steal from us. They can threaten us. They can smear us. They can do whatever they want, and this was now we have a country that's able to do that to 330 million Americans, and you talk about collusion. They can do every congressman, and if you can find a clean congressman somewhere, you can bet your butt that, that his wife or his son or daughter aren't clean, and he can be gotten to that way. They have us wired six ways from Sunday. Let me put another one out to you. Remember Jack Abramoff?
Yeah.
Remember him, the lobbyist? Very Orthodox Jewish guy, by the way. The super lobbyist, Jack Abramoff. It was about 8 years ago, 10 years ago. He was passing out money, basically bribing all these congressmen. And he was also giving that information to Israeli intelligence. So, in other words, they knew who was taking illegal money from lobbyists, their own lobbyists, by the way, that they could blackmail them that way. This goes so deep, it's unbelievable. They have us wired six ways from Sunday.
Well, why don't you send me that information regarding the information that Obama released to him or the deal that he cut with him? I'd like to read that.
Actually, I will do it again. I already have, but I've sent you so much of that stuff you probably overlooked it.
It may have gotten buried because I haven't looked. I've probably got 200 emails I haven't even got to.
I'll send that to you before you go.
Okay, all right, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Ron in Ohio. Ron, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Ron in Ohio, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Did Ron
call in? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I've listened to you a lot, but I never call in.
Okay.
And, you were talking about, like, the Zionist Jews, whatever you want to call them, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like they've been thrown out of over 100 countries and cities throughout Europe and wherever over the last 1,200 years. They're smart. They're intelligent. Their IQs are like averaging about 115 per each one. The average white person, European, is like about 105. These people got to step ahead of us. And, you know, once they get control of the media, even though we're not stupid and we figure it out after a while, the media overcomes that. You know, even though people are figuring it out now, I personally feel like it's really not. I think we're finished. I think they figured out how to beat us, you know. It's really sad because, you know what they're doing? Here we are. They've convinced us that the Middle East is our enemies, and we have to kill all these Muslims and attack them and blow them up. And at the same time, we have to let them into our country because we want to, like, take care of them. But the ones that come into this country hate us because we've blown them up in Iraq and whatever other country we've gone to. And it's just like we're, like, on this street that we have no idea which way to turn. You know, even though some of us have woken up, it's too late. You don't get what do they call these?
I don't agree with you. I don't think it's too late because
you're right.
Well, I tell you what, from what I've been researching over the last several hours last night, the world is waking up to this in a hurry. And that's the reason that Benjamin's speech was so blatant at that APEC conference about we'll boycott them. This is serious business. He wouldn't point out the reasons for the boycotts, but I found out what the reason was, and it's not just me. I'm on the tail end of this because people all around the world, scholars, authors, actors, football players, I mean, everybody's starting to find out what kind of brutal bastards these people are, okay? And once that happens, it'll go like wildfire. All right, because humanity is not
right.
Humanity is not going to let this happen, and I'm one of them, Ron.
Yeah, so, because you know, if you kind of look at it, they've always said it. I read their writings; it says their biggest obstacle to world dominance is the white European Christian, and they pretty much wiped us out. In 1900, white Europeans were 35% of the world's population. We're only 8% now, which means you're like. And they've done everything they can to get the blacks, to get the Puerto Ricans, the Spanish, anybody to be against us. And it's like pretty much worked, you know?
Isn't it funny how they try to make the, they say that they're a democratic country, yet as we speak, they're expelling the blacks out of their country because as the UN declared, Zionism is racism, and they are an apartheid racist country. That's what they are.
Yeah, I agree. Okay? But is CNN going to tell us America, the ones with the big guns? You know what I mean?
Well, exactly.
That's why I hope Putin, for the most part, maybe he's awake, though sometimes the things that he does do, like make it illegal to say anything against Judaism, a crime. He just passed a law a few weeks back, or a month or so ago. So whether he's doing that to make it like whatever, I'm not quite sure.
Well, you're in it for the ride, just like I am, just like the entire audience is. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your input, Ron. Let's go to John in Austin. John, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you
just
doing?
All right, pal, just a couple of points here. You mentioned Tillerson a few moments ago there. I saw an interesting take on that thing earlier today. He may be going back to Exxon to take over the wheel of this oil in the Golan Heights deal.
Okay.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I just thought it was an interesting take. Also, I heard you say you were on Facebook. I sent you a friend request there. And okay. I emailed Alison Weir again. I told her you're on fire this week and she needs to get on your show.
I would love to have her. But, you know, I'm tired of calling her. I mean, you know, if she wants to call, she's got my phone number because I've left her messages. So, you know, if she wants to pick up the phone and call me, that's great. If she doesn't, well, you know, I'm not going to chase her, John. I got too many.
I'll chase her on your behalf, mate.
Yeah, okay. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, John, is chase her on my behalf.
Go ahead. I will beam her up as soon as I get a hold of her. I'm just looking for something here. You've probably seen this yourself over time, Michael. Some of these quotes by former Israeli leaders, you know, prime ministers or whatever the hell you want to call them, they're what they say about America. Have you ever seen any of them?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, I know.
And like you say, the way your American politicians talk about Israel, it's beyond the way young girls bloody reacted to Justin Bieber or the way a young American girls reacted to the Beatles years ago. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, I've got a news flash for them, Scott, John, is they haven't yet met real Americans. They've met a bunch of sycophants, okay, the cowards that put themselves in position of power, but they haven't met real America yet. They haven't met grassroots America yet. They're in for the shock of their lives.
Yeah. I'll tell you what the sad thing is, mate. I don't think I have either.
You haven't what, met any real Americans? You met me, didn't you?
Well, yeah. But I mean, in the flesh, I mean, I've met a few. You know, we used to have this movement here in Austin, but it never really gained any momentum. It was all behind the Ron Paul movement when he was running. And I noticed one thing about it, Michael, that you really peed me off. You know, on the Ron Paul meetup page, there were 1,500 members in Austin. And we used to have a march once a month downtown. And the most people I ever saw there was about 30 or 40 people. Now, what's the rest of them doing? You know, sitting on their butts. Used to tick me off.
I know I was in Austin at a protest of the governor's mansion that Alex Jones had, brought his bullhorn. And there was a couple of hundred people there. You know, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. They were protesting Rick Perry doing something. I don't remember what it was. But I got up there with John Statmiller's bullhorn when Alex was using his bullhorn, and pissed Alex off because he didn't have command of the whole show. I was up front with him, you know, so he didn't like that too well.
Oh, man. Is there a video of that? Do you know?
It may be on Prison Planet. This was back in 2008, I think. He may still have it there. I don't know. But I know that when we went up to Plainfield, New Hampshire, you know, that entire press conference with Randy Weaver, it was all recorded. And John and I were invited to speak at that conference by Ed Brown. We both spoke at the conference. It was a national press conference. And Alex wouldn't even let us buy the video. He cut us out of the video. He put everybody else in there, but he cut John and I out of it. And I mean, that's just typical Alex Jones. You know, he wants all the credit, he wants all the notoriety, he wants everything. And I didn't go up there for any notoriety. I went up there to state the case. You know, so whatever. Anyway,
and the money used to be, is he?
No. No, I think he's been compromised. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna have to go to a break here real quick. Murr in Wisconsin. Okay, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. Murr, stick around. I'll pick you up right after the break, dear. Be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget.
Well, it's all
folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. And yes, the sun is shining today. With that, let's go to Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Guess what? The number was 729, but in 2014, they changed it to 871.
They changed it to 871. Why is that? To confuse people?
Uh-huh. So you wouldn't look at it. Of course.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I gotta say this about Ron that called in and how the Jews are so much smarter. That's bullshit. They put that out there because they're... I'm sorry.
Who is this? Dan?
Yeah. I said a naughty. I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead.
It's a lie. Another of their big fat lies. Just because they're deceptive doesn't mean they're smarter. Just because they're persistent doesn't mean they're patient. You know, they don't have higher IQs. And there's more of them than they admit to, too. And like with this Kadar that just recently was indicted, that was busted back just before the false invasion of Syria that Assad and Putin were in on it with Trump.
Uh-huh.
That was a double false flag. Yeah. Well, just before that, he sent a team of 12 FBI to Israel and busted this Kadar. It's K-A-Y-D-A-R. So now that he's been indicted, all the news outlets are handling it as K-A-D-A-R. D-A-R. They're omitting the Y so they can omit a lot of his crimes. He did all kind of international crimes and theft besides calling into JCCs and with threats. He had planes that had to land. There was all kind of stuff. And he's not the only one. Goldberg, 2 years before that, Joshua Ryan Goldberg. I'll put all that stuff in your chat, too. TheAmericanAwakening.Chatango.com. And Patrick Slattery has an ad running on RBN about a kosher app. And I'm putting that in there, too, so you can see just what's kosher and what's not. Because, like I said, you know, they keep this fluid. They're very deceptive. And I just think it's so horrible what they're doing to young ones all around the world. Now, in Palestine, they're just totally brutalizing them and making them take responsibility for it, like you said, you know, how...
Well, what I've seen, let me interject here. Let me interject real quick. What I've seen about what's going on behind the scenes with G4S, okay, remember G4S? That's the one that Omar Mateen worked for, you know, the Pulse nightclub guy? Okay, they owned that PRISM system over in Israel. They just sold it here 2 years ago to an Israeli private firm. And, folks, I can't emphasize enough that what's going on over there in Palestine isn't just coming here. It's already here because we have those same PRISM system in several states already, you know.
And JINSA.org is where they send the cops to train in Israel. And also that Orlando thing, that was total false flag. And the G4S, do you remember the Howell guy, the James Wesley Howell? He's rotten in prison now. Remember he blew the cover on the one that he was supposed to attack a gay parade out west, and he had all the guns, but then when he heard Mateen was killed because they had told him he wouldn't be, right? Do you remember him? Everybody
no, I don't.
The ball on him. Yeah, he was on the Ed Griffin site and then several others, but there was a site that only lasted a little while. What was it? Something, the BS? Something the BS. But anyway, that site got taken down. But anyway, Henry McCow, M-A-K-O-W, has information about him. But interestingly enough, you know, Koresh's his real name was Howell, and he is supposed to have had like 15 children, however accurate that is. But it would be perfect, wouldn't it, to take some poor orphan kid. This is what they do in all wars, is take the orphans. That's the real treasure, blood and treasure. You know?
Mm. Yeah, well, there's not enough hours in the day for me to check into all of this stuff. That's why I have you, Murray.
Oh, no. Well, that's why I like to say it out on air, and I'm sorry, I apologize. I don't usually say naughty words.
Well, I would have gotten around to telling you what you could use, like excrement or feces or whatever, but Dan jumped in there before I had a chance, so there
well,
you
he
go.
He was right, too. I apologize. I won't let that happen again. I usually just say poop, but usually I'm referring to the natural function, like with poor Steve last week.
Okay, yeah, I know. All right. All right, well, I'll let you go then. Thanks for the call, and I appreciate the information. We're going to go to a break here quick. Yeah, I got a couple of callers on the line. Stick around. Dean in California, you're up next. Renee in North Carolina, you'll be up after Dean. More to come. Bottom of the hour break coming up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. You know, I took the time during the break to go in and look at the barcodes internationally, and according to this particular barcode section, Israel is 729. 871 belongs to the Netherlands. 870 through 879 belongs to the Netherlands, so I don't know. I'm going to have to do a little further research. But with that, let's go to Dean in California. Dean, you're on with Michael. How you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, you know what I was thinking, too? You know, Israel makes some good guns, too, that you can get, you know, on the civilian market, like the Desert Eagle and the Uzi. So I guess we got to boycott those, too.
Why not? There's a whole bunch of other gun manufacturers. Look, I don't want to see them get a nickel. That's my opinion, okay?
Yeah.
Until if they want to comply, you know, if they want to join the ranks of humanity, you know, and cast off their barbarianism, I can live in peace with them. I want the Palestinians to be able to live in peace with them. Okay, but as long as they're going to have this attitude, they don't deserve a nickel.
Exactly. And you know what? When you played that speech the other day at APAC of Beetlebogen, his voice reminds me of the voiceover on every cartoon I've seen, from Disney to Simpsons to Family Guy. Whenever they have the devil, he can do the voiceover for the devil.
It might be the same guy. Maybe they hired him. I don't know. It'd be a good fit, you know. I mean, the guy's a criminal hypocrite. I mean, there's no two ways. You can't get around this, you know. I mean, he just disgusts me. And for people to tout him, and what I saw, what happened with the butt-kissing that was going on with our, quote, leaders in Congress and the Senate and AIPAC and all that stuff, I just wanted to throw up. You know, it's ridiculous. But as I said before, as I was telling John, you know, the bottom line is that they think they've met America and they think they have America. They don't know who America really is. There's a bunch of phonies parading as Americans in the halls of Congress and the Senate, but they don't know who real America is. They're about to find out, I think. Maybe sooner rather than later, Dean.
Well, that lady who called in that turned me on to the 9/11 boat lift, about Americans coming together. That was incredible. I mean, you know, when people pray and say, please, God, help me, that was God in action.
Seriously. Well, that shows you that there are still some human beings out there, right? Okay. I mean, Laura Knight Jadzik wrote a book on psychopath, and I think it's like 4% of the population that's psychopath, which has no empathy, no conscience, no nothing. And it's a very small percentage of people, just like the Jewish population is a very small percentage. And I'm not pointing a finger at Jews, because most of them are as dumbed down as American people are. Okay. It's the Zionist control of the Jews that's the problem. That's the issue. So there you go. Anything else you want to add, Dean?
No, I'm good. You have a great day, Mike. Thanks.
All right, you too, Dean. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on with Michael. How you doing? Renee in North Carolina.
You there?
Yeah,
there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, yeah, he didn't punch the button, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you know, we can't solve a problem if we're not truthful about it. Yes, we do have less white people. You know why? Over the last several centuries, white people have murdered more white people than any other group. You know, we have World War One, World War Two. That was white people murdering each other. And I'd love a statistician to figure out, with all the people we've lost who have not reproduced as a result, how many more white people we would have. Another thing people need to look into, there's a lot of YouTube videos on it, because St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow. See, the winners of the wars write the history, and we've gotten the English version. Oh, the Irish have a different version about that so-called potato famine, okay? They call it Irish genocide or the Irish Holocaust, okay? And it was, they had other food sources besides the potato, and they tell about how the English were stealing their land and stuff. So the thing is, when you add up the people we lost in Vietnam while we were killing millions of people over there with this false so-called, we have to go fight the commies, okay? So the thing is, I'm an Acadian, so I know about the so-called French and Indian War, which was really the English against the French and the Indians, who were living peacefully around Nova Scotia. And when they lost the battle to the English, they put the French on boats and broke up families and scattered them to the wind. And that's how a lot of them ended up in the swamps of Louisiana. The Irish have a different version of what happened to them. We have the Civil War, where we were killing each other. Vietnam War is still going on. Like I say, actually in the last several centuries, the reason we have less white people is the result of the actions of other white people. But I find people have a hard time looking at our own faults. You know, we love to step up and thump our chest and go, yeah, Bob, we built Western civilization. But when it comes time to examine the fact that it is a corrupt mess, I don't see anybody stepping up, and I see a lot of finger-pointing at people who are least responsible for this mess. So, see, I don't see much hope until people start becoming honest, and there's a lot of self-examination.
Okay, well, thank you for your input, Renee. I appreciate that. I, on the other hand, do. I mean, I uncovered this last night, and frankly, folks, you know, I believe, let's talk about the Jews for a minute. The old Jewish jokes, you know. Jews are tightwads. Hit them in the pocketbook. That's where it'll hurt them the most, okay? And I'm talking about boycotting them. We'll hit them in the pocketbook, you know. What better weapon can we use to taking their money away from them? You know, and I'm not, you know, as many as of us that can get involved, I guess the, you know, the encouragement that I see in all of this, and I'm kind of late to the train load here, is this is going on all over the world. And it was brought to my attention last night, and, you know, because I couldn't figure it out, and I've had conversations with John Stadtmiller about it, and, you know, the football players taking a knee, and it was disgusting, you know, the Black Lives Matter, and blah, blah, blah. No, I think that was a cover, because the real thing is what I uncovered with Israel, wanting them to go to Israel and having Israel propagandize the situation. The real thing is BDS. But with that, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to David in California. You're next. David, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
You probably covered, I didn't hear every bit in the last couple of days, but a lot of the problem with the Christians in regards to this subject is, you know, Genesis 12:3. You probably looked at that, right? That says, he who blesses Israel is blessed, and he who doesn't isn't. So a lot of the Christian people, they feel they can't say anything wrong. And then I give them examples, like some friends I have. I say, well, you believe in blessing your kid, you know, your child, your boy, your girl. They say, yeah. So I say, yeah, if your child starts beating up a little girl, your little boy, you know, 7-year-old boy starts beating up a 4-year-old girl or whatever, what's your definition of blessing your kid then? Is it just saying you did great? I could never say nothing bad about him. No, you correct him. You say you rebuke him. And the other thing I say, if Jesus went into, you know, came back now and was around Israel, around Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, and there was a pilgrimage of the Western European and American Christians and stuff. And he started doing what he used to do back 2,000 years ago and rebuking, correcting some of the teachings of the rabbis, and et cetera. They'd throw him under a bus and say, hey, you're picking on the chosen ones. You're picking on, you know, they won't say boo to these people, mainly because of the, to me, a lot of it hinges on that Genesis 12:3. Where it says bless them, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I'm. You know, I go back to what country would Jesus bomb? If Jesus came back here right now, as he came 2,000 years ago, what, you know, aside from being returning as the Messiah? Oh yeah, he'd be right in there with those Palestinian children being tortured. You know, that's how out of hand it's gotten. But yeah, I agree. Anything else you want to add before I go to the next caller, Dave?
No, I had a question for you, but I forgot what it was. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Well, no, hey, if you remember it, call back in, okay? All right, let's go to Carol in Idaho. Carol, you're on with Michael. How you doing, girl? Hello, Carol. Earth to Carol.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm here.
Okay.
You can hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I just said you're a busy phone guy today.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I've
lots
got a few calls. Go ahead.
Yeah, two points though. I liked how you said that you'd be willing to make friends with the Israelis if they choose to join the human race, you know. Well,
uh-huh.
The first thing, I agree with that, but the first thing they would need to do, that fake Jewry bunch, Netanyahu's bunch, the first thing they would have to do is admit and apologize for having stolen a land under deceptive precepts, right? In other words, mm-hmm. They are not Jews, and so it was a lie when they stormed that nation and took it over to begin with. But then secondly, I agree, and I've written articles on this, that we need to have one nation there. Yeah, we'll forgive you for stealing that land, but first of all, you've got to start to be humane and apologize and start to...
Yeah. Carol, let me interject something here, and this is something that really troubles me. What was it, back just before Christmas, I think, Trump signed an executive order talking about, you know, seizing the assets of human rights violators, right?
Right, right, right.
Okay, so how does that not make Donald Trump a complete hypocrite by signing that and emphasizing that it was the human rights abuses in Iran? Yet the Palestinians, the Israelis get a free pass on the Palestinians. How does that not make him a complete hypocrite?
That's my take on it. And I have friends who continually defend Donald Trump no matter what he does. And I say, well, my gosh, you know, he is so sold out to anything Israeli that it's, I can't really listen to him, or don't like listening to his speeches simply for that reason, because he beats on Iran every chance he gets and never says boo against anything that Israel does. Very good, Michael. I had one other point. Okay, a couple times in the last hour, you quickly mentioned, made reference to the football players and taking the knee.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because for a long time, all through that, when it was more front and center of the news than it is now even, I always thought, well, yeah, I don't know what's going on in their hearts, but if they are refusing to pledge the flag, if you will, I don't either. For many years, I have not at, say, Patriot meetings. I just kind of stand politely, but I don't pledge. I don't say the words. I used to love what America, I mean, I should say, I love what America used to be, but I don't like what has become. And so I just don't choose to pledge that flag. I honor the God who set up this nation in its original principles, but not what it's become now. So anyway, thanks for mentioning that. I can't speak for what's going on in the hearts of those football players. But
well, yes, I was just awakened to it just here last night, and because I couldn't figure out what exactly it was they were protesting, and it was put—I believe it was put forth on mainstream media about Black Lives Matter and so forth—and to me that was disgusting because Black Lives Matter is a left-wing, you know, group funded by Soros anyway. But when I dug in and I found out the behind the scenes with these specific players that put out their tweets about what was really going on, and I'm thinking, holy crap. Okay, these guys were taking a knee for a really good reason. And the mainstream media
suspected that. Yeah.
Then the mainstream media was spinning it, making it look like they were taking a knee for something completely different than what it really was.
There you go.
Because
there
you the go. Mainstream media does not want the public to know. They don't want to bring to light any of these human rights abuses in Palestine. I.e., maybe America would turn around and say, hey, Donald, have you looked over here? You know what that executive order you signed? Maybe you should start seizing the assets of the Israelis. What do you think? Or maybe you should start putting pressure on them to give the land back that they're stealing. Mm-hmm. Okay? But Donald Trump won't have any of that. So I can't really say now in light of the past, what, year and a few months, I don't have any respect for him anymore at all. As a matter of fact,
but I have to agree. Yeah,
and you know, and I know there's people on this network. You know, there's a host on this network, one specifically that just chides him and think he walks on water. And don't think I haven't been tempted, but I can't. You know, don't think that I haven't been tempted to call in and just rail on that guy. But politically speaking, I can't do that. But I want to make it clear to my listening audience that I do not agree with anything that man is saying about the Trump walking on water thing, and he's the greatest hero since sliced bread, because it's nonsense. Okay,
yeah,
obviously. If Trump wasn't already bought and paid for or compromised or sold out or whatever, he is now. The reasons why, I don't know. Okay, the only thing that I do know is even what he said he was going to do, Carol, domestically, he's done very little. The tax cut was a tax break for the rich. Okay, it threw the middle class a little bit of a bone. Okay, but it didn't do anything near what he had campaigned on what he was going to do. I don't see a wall being built. Do you?
Well, I cynically responded to somebody's tweet this morning about the wall, and I said, actually, it came from the White House, and I responded back to the White House. You know, they put out this press release every day on email. Anyway, I responded back and said, well, I'm beginning to wonder, is this wall to keep the bad guys out, or might it be preparation toward keeping Americans in once they've stolen all of our rights? You know, it's I have.
It's a good suspicion, Carol. I like that.
Hey, Michael, full steam ahead. God bless you. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for the call, Carol. Yeah, good point. Is it to keep them out or keep us in? I mean, they're ratcheting it up, folks. The frog in the pot's really starting to boil here. You know, that being said, yeah, I mean, that was, and I'm going to report on this later on in the week because I'm going to do a little bit more research on it. But, you know, there was a number of National League football players that were going to take a trip over to Israel. Israel wanted them to come over, and they were going to use it. as propaganda. I hear feedback. Anyway, they were going to use it as propaganda to promote Israeli cause, and then the football players got wind of it and said, we're not going to do that. We're not going to get caught up in this political situation. And they mentioned the BDS. So let's go to I'm going to have to go to a bottom or top, not top of the hour, last break. But let's go to John in Cucamonga. John, I'll hold you over until after the break. If the break comes, what's on your mind? Yep, the break's here.
Yeah, hello there, hold Michael. There it is. Okay.
All right. I'll pick you up on the other side.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Last caller, John in Rancho Cucamonga. Thanks for holding, folks. Yeah. Thanks for holding. You're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, Michael, thanks a lot. Hey, I guess this is not my lucky day. This is the third time I called in, and on this third time, you were just starting to explain what all these tweets and so forth about a trip to Israel and supporting Israel's position against the Palestinians. Is that essentially what you said, based on tweets?
No. I'm talking about the NFL thing taking the knee.
Yeah. Colin Kaepernick. Yeah. I know that.
Right. But what I'm finding out is that what it really has to do with is BDS, which is the boycott, divest, and sanction Israel for their inhumane treatment of the Palestinians. That's what it's really all about. But the mainstream media covered it up. Okay, they didn't tell the American people anything about it. Go ahead.
So what they were, what the taking the knee was all about then was that they did not want to support the BDS. Is that it?
No. But they do want to support the BDF.
Oh, the ability to boycott and.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Well, then, okay. Why, Colin Kaepernick. Chris Hinckley on the on an earlier show 2 years ago, right after this happened, he had a he played several times about a 2 or 2.5 minute audio of Colin Kaepernick being interviewed by a reporter, and he didn't say one thing about that.
Okay,
not
I'm not talking
about that.
Stop! I'm not talking about Colin Kaepernick specifically. I'm talking about Michael Bennett. Okay. Now I don't know what Kaepernick's stance is or what he was taking the knee for, but I know what Bennett did it for. Okay, and I know what a number of other football players did it for. So no, I'm not going to speak for Kaepernick. All right.
Okay. So, I didn't know that. I'm glad I got that straight. Then that's he was the main guy that started this whole thing. He was the main name that started it anyway. So
right.
Okay, Michael Bennett, huh?
Yeah, but Israel started. That's okay. Israel started this. They wanted all these players to come over there, and it was a whole propaganda stunt to boost the credibility of Israel. And the players got wind of it, and they said, "No, we're not buying into this." So they all reneged on their plans to go over there. And Bennett says, "Yeah, he still wants to go over there. He still wants to see the historical ruins and all that stuff. But he's not going to go over there and get caught up in a propaganda campaign to paint Israel in a good light over this BDF situation. He's not going to do it." So I hope I explained myself there.
Yes, you did. But I guess my question still is, Michael, wouldn't it seem reasonable that with all of the negative publicity that the football players have gotten and people threatening to turn off the NFL games and so forth, don't you think any one of them could have snapped their fingers and gotten an audience with any sports columnist and explained their position? Like you're doing it right now?
No.
I haven't heard that. That's what I'm getting at.
I have heard that, and I'm reading it now, but you're not going to get it on mainstream media, John. Mainstream media will not touch it because they're all owned by the same people. They don't want this getting out to the American people, my friend.
So you're saying it's only on the Twitter accounts?
No,
is that it, pretty much?
No, I'm talking about alternative media will report it, but mainstream media will not. They won't touch it.
I mean, where would I go to see some other substantiation of what you just told me? That's what I'm getting at.
Go to the Electronic Infantata. Go to the Electronic Infantata. I gotta run. I'm out of time, man. Thanks for the call. See you tomorrow, same time, same station. I'll continue with this. Michael Sugg, you're going to wake up. Stay out of trouble and bye for now.
It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. Cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.